This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Good morning. I'm Caitlin Johnson here for First Coast Forum. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Daryl Willey. He is the executive director of Teach for America. So I guess we can just dive right in, Daryl.
Let's go ahead
and let me know, what exactly is Teach for America? How did you get involved with it?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us on the air. Teach for America is just an amazing organization that I've had the pleasure of being a part of since the early 2000s. I was actually a Teach for America member myself. But Teach for America, number one, believes that every single child, regardless of what their how they grew up, their income level, the color of their skin, deserves an amazing education. And we do that by recruiting dynamic individuals to come in to teach in classrooms for at least 2 years and then become lifelong leaders that impact education down the road. So that's what we do. That's who we are. And we have a branch here in Jacksonville and are making a huge impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how did you get involved with Teach for America? How did you find out about it?
So me personally, I was really involved on my college campus back in North Carolina, and Teach for America recruits on college campuses across our entire country. And they really try to get dynamic individuals who not only have the heart for impacting kids, but also have the knowledge and the perseverance to be able to go into high need schools around our country. So I found out about the opportunity. Both my parents are educators, and I said, hey, let me go out and see what this Teach for America thing is about. Fell in love with the mission and ended up teaching in the Mississippi area, actually, for 3 years. And it changed my life. Like, my path was to go into corporate in the business world. And I've been involved in education for the last 15 years because of Teach for America.
Wow, that's amazing. I know you mentioned high need schools. So how exactly does Teach for America decide what is considered a high need school?
Great question. So when we think about a high need school around the country, and more specifically here in Jacksonville, it's Title I schools. Usually there's a number of free and reduced lunch. So a number of students who are on free or reduced lunch, usually around 70% or higher, is sort of the mark that we have for us as an organization. So we as an organization only put our teachers or core members into schools that are high need schools, because these schools are generally harder to staff. Folks aren't beating down the door to go work in the schools, even though they're the most amazing environments and have the most amazing faculty and staff. It's just harder to staff some schools.
Gotcha. So I saw online that you are in a ton of cities. Is Teach for America looking to grow even more?
Not at the present time. We're not looking to grow expansively. But here in Jacksonville, we actually are thinking about, there's a number of neighboring counties here in Jacksonville that are oftentimes trying to connect with us and see if we can bring some teachers to them, including Bradford Union, Alachua. So we're always in the conversation. And if the landscape is right, if the development fundraising is right, then we always will consider it.
Why do teachers choose Teach for America as a way to pursue their career in education as opposed to some other route?
Yeah. I think when you're thinking about this generation of students graduating from college, they're wanting to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Mm-hmm. And whether that's a student organization or a group, they want to be a part of something. And I truly believe that education is something that we can change, that something that is surmountable. And the way we do that is with a group of people, thinking about not only how to impact it on the ground level from the teacher aspect, but all the way throughout, because we need great teachers, we need great principals, we need great district leaders, we need great policymakers, and that's what we do. Those 2 years are the foundation for our teachers to gain the amazing leadership opportunity, and many of them stay in the classroom for long periods of time. But we also believe that we need folks out and about changing education from all different angles. And I think when you think about that, that's how you impact education.
Gotcha. So you are looking for teachers. This is after they've gotten their degree and their first 2 years of teaching. Is that correct?
That's correct. Gotcha. Yeah. So we have folks who we recruit a diverse landscape of folks. So we have folks who are, all of them are college graduates, and small percentages are folks who are college of education. And then we recruit folks who are not. And that's what makes us different. We're recruiting folks who may be biology majors or math majors to come in and teach. They may not have thought about teaching as a career, but we say, hey, this is an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than yourself and to serve. Like, we're a service organization. We serve communities that we're in, and people find and principals find that they're getting great success. You take a biology major who hasn't really thought about teaching, but they come in and teach biology in a high school. Who better to do it than someone who spent 4 years in college learning biology? So yeah, it's a powerful thing.
I noticed that you call teachers core. What's behind that?
Yeah, so we're a teacher core. So we call it a core because, as I mentioned before, it's a group. It's a movement. It's a group of people sort of going and moving together all as one. And we also call it a core because we're part of a larger national organization, AmeriCorps, which is a service organization. And you probably have seen different AmeriCorps programs around the city. And we're a part of that. We're a professional core. So our teachers are hired on by Duval County Public Schools and other schools in our local area. So their salary is paid by the local schools or school district. And we're an entity, we're a conduit to that. So as a core, they're required to go into these schools and they're required to do additional training beyond what they're getting in their school. So our Teach for America core members or teachers are actually doing sessions at night and sessions on the weekend that other teachers don't have to do, even though we actually open up our doors and invite any and all teachers to come to our sessions as well.
Do these teachers, are the Teachers for America, are they getting any special training?
Yeah, they are. And I mentioned before, so what we do is based on content area and different things that they need, we're going to provide additional support. So we work closely with our school principals and leaders at schools to determine what the needs are. So if teachers are, they're seeing a gap at a school and teachers not assessing after certain subject areas the right way, or transitions from different from the classroom to different sessions, we make sure that we're providing different trainings according to that. So that happens almost every week. If you come to our Teach for America office, you'll see teachers there after school doing sessions. Some of those sessions include video sessions where a coach will come in and video them, and then they'll come back and watch and sort of do a sort cycle analysis of what they did. So we do a lot of additional training, and that's why our principals and that's why our community thinks that we're of value.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you're recruiting for people to join Teach for America, are you looking for a certain type of person? I'm sure you are.
Yes, for sure. So Teach for America is an organization that's not really easy to get into. And we do that because we truly believe that our students and our communities are the most precious gift that we have. And we want to put the best possible people in front of them. So we understand that you need somebody who has perseverance, somebody that truly has the grit to be able to stand there and is already a leader or developing themselves as a leader. We see teaching as the greatest act of leadership ever. Standing in front of students, being able to deliver lessons, and not only like lessons around content knowledge, but life lessons, is huge. So we really take that very seriously in who we bring in, recruit. And it's a very small percentage of who actually apply and actually get in.
So what are the challenges that these teachers are dealing with, or maybe that even Teach for America has to overcome?
Yeah. Education in itself is just an issue inside of an issue inside of an issue.
Right.
As you know, like, you have education, but you have poverty, then you have health, and you have all these issues sort of layered in this almost concentric circle almost. So I think our teachers and our schools deal with that. Like, whatever's happening outside those school walls always is inevitably going to come in. So I think that we do a lot of training, not only on the content, but also how to lead in a classroom of individuals who are coming in with so much, whether it's what they're bringing from home or what they're bringing from their neighborhoods or issues with health or issues with finances at the house. We make sure that we are equipping our teachers to be able to handle those things. And that's not just our teachers. That's any teacher that you have that's impacting and teaching in a high need sort of low income area.
Right. I have a lot of friends who are teachers and they'll tell me stories, and you kind of forget that there's so much more than just a teacher. There's so much more than teaching a lesson. They're such a big part of these kids' lives, and they also care so much about the kids. So whatever's going on with their family life, their home life, it affects the teacher as well. So shout out to all the teachers in Jacksonville just for a second.
Definitely shout out to each and every teacher. They're amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much. So do you have any success stories that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, we have plenty. I think one of the things that we bank ourselves on is we pride ourselves in getting individuals who believe that every single child is able to learn, every child. And I think sometimes when you go into schools, you can pinpoint and say, I don't know if these students on this side of town or these students can learn as well as some of these other students. And I think that at a baseline level allows our teachers to be successful. We have a number of them. One general one is the fact that over the last, since we've been here since 2008, Teach for America has been here, and we've had over 40 people, either our core member teachers or people who are past their 2 years, win Teacher of the Year at their schools.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's amazing. And this year alone, we have 6 folks who have won Teacher of the Year at their school just this year alone. So we put folks together, and that's a testament not only to our teachers, but to those schools and those school environments for embracing our teachers as the professionals that they are. Because those are voted on by their peers. Another quick example is we have a core member named Willie who now has gone on to be an assistant principal, but he was in the classroom a couple of years ago, and he had one of the highest school math scores in all of the state. Not only Duval County, but all of the state. All of his students were proficient on their math in his elementary school classroom. And that goes to show just the power and the assets that we have in our schools. Our kids are brilliant. If you put amazing people in front of them, who we have some that are in Teach for America who are amazing, we have amazing teachers already in place. If we put great leaders in front of our kids on different levels, we allow their greatness to show and shine.
So I want to talk about other ways to get involved. Yeah. I noticed on the website, obviously you can donate. So let's talk first about that.
Sure. CJ, you're going to give some money to us?
Sure. I know some people have some money.
Yes. We're a nonprofit. So first and foremost, like we go out and raise our money because we have to raise money in order to bring in the numbers that we have. We have over 100 teachers on the ground right now in their first or second year who are impacting over 8,000 students. So in order to bring those folks to Jacksonville, it takes dollars. It takes funding to be able to recruit, to be able to develop them, to be able to really do the things that we need to do on the ground. So any and everyone listening to my voice, I would love for you to go to the website and donate or have friends come out and donate. That's number one. Two is I think that if you have not gone into a school lately, you should go. Like, and that's just something that I always tell people because there's a sense that schools are bad and schools are rough and there's no learning going on. But I guarantee you, every single school that I go to, there's learning going on. There's great things happening. There's issues outside of the school that affect the school, which create the environment that we have. But there's amazing people, amazing students, amazing things going on in our schools. And we invite you to come with me, come with some of our coaches, because we do have coaches that are assigned to our teachers. So they have an additional coach outside of Duval County who goes with them. Invite you to come to our schools and our trainings. So we have about 5 Saturdays out of the year. We do a huge training for our teachers and our alum to come together to learn about hot topics in education, to stay abreast of what's going on and learn about the craft. So I invite folks to come out and volunteer for that. We would love to have folks greeting, serving food, sitting in on sessions. Maybe you could lead a session on something too. We invite all folks out to come because we are a true community-based organization and want to involve everyone.
That's awesome. So the other way to help out is with partnerships and maybe corporate partnerships.
Exactly.
Can you talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah. So we have a number of different corporate partnerships now, and we invite any corporation that is seeking to want to come out and volunteer, want to adopt a classroom, want to adopt a school even, because we actually are pretty concentrated in a number of our schools on the north and northwest side. So if you are a corporation and want to come in and you want to serve and have volunteers come, we can adopt a number of teachers in the school. You can get periodic communication from them about what's happening in the classroom, come in and either co-teach a lesson or read books to the students. So it's all about getting on the ground. And that's what we tell. That's why this is a powerful thing for us, because once you go in a classroom and you teach for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years in our organization, you can't turn away from that. There's no way you can turn away from that. You're forever going to give yourself either your time, talent, or treasure to education. And that's why I sit up here 15 years later, involved in education. Never will I turn away from it, because my students, I can rattle off 15 of my students, and every teacher listening to my voice can do the same thing. And that's what the power of education is.
That's awesome. And so the final way is for college students. So we got a lot of college students here in Jacksonville. How do they get involved with Teach for America?
Definitely. So if you are wanting to get involved and see what Teach for America is all about or teaching is all about, there's a number of ways to do that. So you can contact us. You can go to our website and there's contact information there. Come out and visit a classroom. See what it's like. Also, if you want to be a part of Teach for America, if you want to teach as a part and be a teacher in Teach for America, the website is also available for you there. You can apply. And you can just come to our office. Pop by our office. We love to have a conversation about what it means to be a Teach for America core member and that responsibility, because it's a responsibility. This is not something that we take lightly. The education of our students is a serious matter because it sets them up for whatever life opportunities they want. And that's unfair to me, is the fact that we have students who aren't able to choose because of the education they receive. So it's up to us. So if you're a student who's wanting to get involved, want to see what we're about, go to our website, check us out, contact us, and we'd love to have that conversation.
That's awesome. So are there other careers in Teach for America besides being just a teacher?
Yeah. So with Teach for America, so we're a nonprofit organization. So it's sort of twofold. So within the organization, I have a staff of about eight or so people, many of them who help to coach and assist teachers. So that's also a career opportunity to be involved in an education nonprofit. But if I think about our members who, after they do those 2 years, they have a decision to make. So they either decide to stay in the classroom for a longer period of time or go off to another field. So within Teach for America, this sets you up to do amazing things, whether it be a great teacher, an amazing teacher in that right, or become a school leader, or to become a person who works at the district level, or somebody who works in law and policy, or somebody who works in a health nonprofit that impacts the students that we serve. So it is a great segue into a lot of different things. But the foundation of it all is being a teacher leader in front of those kids. And that's what we sort of stand on.
That's amazing. So if you're kind of deciding, obviously you want those really amazing teachers, really amazing people to be a part of this because it's so important to you and it's such an important organization. So how, when people are deciding if Teach for America is right for them, what kind of process do you think they should go through before they maybe apply or go for that internship?
Yeah, I think if you're a college student or somebody who's recently graduated, go out and see, volunteer in a school. You can even substitute. There's a number of substitute positions available now. Substitute in a school, see the environment. Figure out which grade level that you feel that you would be best suited for. And the second thing is do some internal soul searching. Like figure out if you are going to be able to lead in that environment. It's not going to be easy. There are going to be some days that are hard, but I guarantee you there's going to be some days that are just phenomenal, that you're going to come home and want to tell every single person, your mom, your cousin, your auntie, about the amazing things that your students are doing. So this is one of the most rewarding jobs that you can have. Even though you're not going to get tons of accolades, your students will give you the reward by the knowledge that they gain and the skills that you are going to be able to teach them.
So I noticed on the website there's a ton of different initiatives for Teach for America. Is there any that you wanted to highlight? I see military, Native, STEM initiative.
Yeah. So one that we're keen on here in Jacksonville is the military one. We're right here in Jacksonville. You have a big Navy town. So we've gotten actually a number of our Teach for America Corps members come either off reserves or from the Navy, and they've been phenomenal teachers. And I think that's something where they've already have that sense of service and understand how important it is. So I would encourage folks who are military, retired military, getting ready to make that transition out of the military, think about teaching, whether it's through Teach for America or any other organization. We need great teachers in our schools. Like, we need them. We need them today. We need them yesterday. We need them tomorrow. So if you have the skills and you have the passion for education and students, or even your content, we need you. So check it out.
Awesome. So just to remind them, the website is teachforamerica.org.
Yep.
Again, ways to get involved. You can either donate, and there's more about that on the website. You can do a corporate sponsorship if you think this is something that your company wants to get involved with. And obviously a lot of opportunities for college students and recent grads. All that info, teachforamerica.org.
Yep.
Daryl, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to throw in there before we close out today?
I just want to say thank you. Like, this is an opportunity. I think anytime I can get on and sort of spread the good word about what's happening in our schools, and I want to be very asset-based and positive because our community is amazing. Our students are amazing. And I can tell you hundreds of stories about the success of our students. And we just need to have that at scale. We need every single student to be able to have an amazing story to tell about the choices they've been able to make because of their education. And it's going to take all of us. It takes a village to do this. Just like when the hurricane came, people came together. It's time for us to come together as a community and support education and make sure every student has the opportunity to receive the best education they can.
Right. So important. What's more important than education?
That's
and
right.
The kids are our future, right?
Yeah.
Again, that's teachforamerica.org. I've been interviewing Daryl Willie, Executive Director of Teach for America. And of course, visit the website, check it out, see if it's right for you, maybe a new career, maybe a volunteer opportunity. Thank you so much for being here today with me.
Thank you so much. CJ, you are great.
You're fantastic.
I appreciate it. It was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.